Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Want to give a gift that actually matters this season? Start with skincare that's clean, effective, and actually works. Primally Pure makes gifting simple. From cult favorite staples to limited edition holiday scents, all toxin-free, intentionally crafted, and ready to wrap. Perfect for gifting or treating yourself. Skip the synthetic fragrances and holiday gimmicks. Cozy Vanilla Mint Body Care, Cranberry Red Lip Balm. Primally Pure captures all the festive nostalgia naturally. Thousands of glowing reviews prove it. This is clean beauty that works inside and out. Skin, body, wellness. Their products help you create rituals that last well beyond the holidays. 'Tis the season for tradition and intention. Shop Primally Pure's best-selling essentials and new limited edition bundles to wrap up wellness for everyone on your list, including yourself.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right. Nice to have you with us on a Wednesday podcast. Hopefully this thing will air sometime before midnight. What's going on, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Yesterday on YouTube, I was telling Eddie this. You remember that band Glass Tiger? They had one hit in like the 80s.
Glass Tiger.
It went like this. Don't forget me when I'm gone.
Yes, I do know that song.
My heart would ache.
He died.
Didn't die. They were, I don't know, it popped up on my YouTube algorithm because they're Canadian, I found out, and they were doing some sort of Canadian Hall of Fame award or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Well, they still sounded great.
Good for them. That's
like,
great.
I was impressed.
I saw, you know, you wonder when these guys get older what happens. I saw Paul Rogers of Bad Company had to, I guess they were being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he had to cancel. Health issues.
Mm.
That sucks.
That does suck. Man, you want to have a glorious Hall of Fame induction, and you get.
Yeah, like it's the one time you get to do this.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah, that does stink. You know, yesterday I was last night I was trying to get like updates on the elections, so I was like going to the different, you know, on YouTube they have the news channels like ABC,
playing live,
yeah, ABC News. So I was trying to figure out what was going on, if there was any updates. I thought the polls closed at 6, but they closed at 8
o'clock.
Six doesn't make any sense because people be coming home from work,
right?
So I was just, in trying to get updates. I didn't realize that in certain cities like Jersey City and in Hoboken in particular, when they're going for mayor, they're not, they're, I think, what they would call nonpartisan elections.
Okay.
So the people running are not Democrat, they're not Republican.
They're not party affiliated.
They're not party affiliated. So because of that, there were like eight people running for mayor of both Jersey City and then separately eight different people for like Hoboken. And on the news, they're like, oh, these are the people running for mayor. And if one of the candidates doesn't get 50% of the vote, the top two people face off in another election.
Wow. How about that? So, another day of this?
Yes.
Wow.
So both, and I looked this morning, in both Hoboken and Jersey City, no one got 50%.
So the top two in each have to do it again.
On December 2nd, I think it is.
Wow.
I mean, you're asking people to come out and vote
more
again.
More money, more campaigning,
yeah.
More text messages. I had enough of that, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how many more numbers can I block?
Yeah, what is the point of that?
I don't know. I'm not reading them. I'm not looking. And they're calling and leaving voice messages. Yeah. Like, God, enough.
It was very annoying.
It was annoying. It was beyond annoying, actually.
Where do you think they, like, that shouldn't be legal that they can just get your phone number from somebody and just start calling you and spin. Because you go
know.
Reports. I don't know how you have an Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to, if you get a message like that, can you report spam?
I don't know.
Or you just delete?
I just delete. I don't know.
Because on the iPhone, when you hit delete, it says that, like, you hit the delete button and it comes up delete or delete and report spam.
I can do that with text messages, I believe. If I delete a number, like if I see a number come up, like one of these, it asks me what I want to do.
Yes.
Are you just deleting this thing or do you want to go further?
But
I don't know about the call. I don't know. The voicemail.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about text messages.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're right. Like they just use random.
Mm-hmm. It's clearly number. A computer program.
Yeah, that's just generating a number.
Yeah.
I always wonder because there was a time when I went through a tear. I was blocking every spam call I got.
Is that why I could never get through?
But I wondered, am I blocking a future friend?
That gets that number?
Yes.
It's possible, I guess, if that number gets used again somewhere. I mean, there's only so many numbers. Eventually, at some point, you have to go to another digit somewhere.
And I also think that the program that they use to spam call you, I think it looks like a local number.
It does.
Like,
I got all mine had 732 area codes.
Yeah. Mine even had not only the 732 area code, but the first three numbers of my current phone number.
It's really awful. I've gotten to the point, not like you where I block everything. I don't answer anything anymore. If you're not in my contact list, I am not picking up the phone. Don't care who it is.
Yeah.
You know, and for the most part, it's never been anybody of importance. I don't even bother. I just swipe. No thanks.
That's why when occasionally Boomer or Gio will be like, oh, call so-and-so to get them on the show. I always text because for the most part, you'll read a text
You'll
message.
See at least the first line.
Yeah, yes. And I can use Boomer's name within the first three words. Then I know I'm in the preview. Because
yes.
Otherwise, no, like an athlete in particular is not picking up his phone.
Not a chance. No one picks up their phone
right.
anymore.
And I'm not even an athlete, Jerry, and that I will not pick up my phone.
That is very true.
Yeah.
You only pick up
that.
Your phone on your way home from work when Gina calls.
Yep.
That's about it.
I will have my here's who I pick up calls from. My mom, my sisters, Gina.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And if I was calling you at 3:30 in the morning, you'd pick it up.
Yeah.
Because that's trouble.
If any of the bosses here call.
For sure.
If Boomer or Geo call, because they call very rarely.
I used to, back in the day, because he didn't call me much. But like the day that he called to tell us we were doing the 1 hour warm-up show.
Yeah.
When my phone showed Mark Chernoff, I said, uh-oh. I said to my wife, I'm like, I gotta take this outside. She goes, why? I think I might be getting fired. And it wasn't. It was instead, we need more of you. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, you're right. When the boss calls, I'm like, this cannot be good. Usually isn't.
I pick up when Craig Carton calls.
Of course.
I'm trying to think. Other than that, yeah, I don't. It goes to voicemails.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Got to be smart about it, Jerry.
I agree.
Yeah. What about this, I was thinking, with elections? What if every Tuesday we got to vote on stuff?
Like what?
Well, it would be different things in your town. Like they're like, you know what? We need to pave Main Street in Hazlitt, New Jersey.
That would work for 10 weeks. No one's doing that.
No.
No one shows up to these elections. You want them to show up about paving?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
You don't think if I said, listen, every Tuesday we're voting.
No.
And there's going to be different things on the ballot every Tuesday.
No. People would get so bored of going so fast. I think the first few weeks you might have some people. By week 8, the board's going to show up. Is anybody coming tonight?
I bet you there'd be a handful of people that showed up every week.
The same
handful,
people.
The same, yeah. Right, the same handful.
Right, but you're not going to get the masses to show up. No chance.
Like the same people that would that go on Facebook pages for your town, whatever town, that are always posting on there, those people would go vote.
It'd be a very low number, though. Like, not for nothing. What percentage of the population do you think voted in New Jersey yesterday? I bet you it's not even 50%.
I was looking at results, and I don't know if I was just... I think I was just seeing Monmouth County.
Okay.
I believe. Because when I first went on it, I wanted to see, like, how many people voted.
Yep.
But when I clicked on it, I ended up on the Monmouth County, New Jersey site.
Okay.
And on that site, it said Jack Citarelli or Citarelli won.
Okay.
And I was like, this thing's wrong. What happened? I didn't realize I was on just Monmouth County.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure it said there were 500,000 registered voters, and they had like a total of 250,000 votes.
So that's 50%. And that actually sounds like a good number to me.
Yeah, I agree. I would feel like 50% of registered voters showing up is a good number.
Let's ask ChatGPT.
All right, Jerry, fair enough.
Not able to find the turnout.
Mm.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. All right, but here's what it does have. How many New Jerseyans voted for the president in 2024?
Okay. I don't even know how many people are. What percent? I'm going to say 80%.
63%.
Oof.
37% of New Jerseyans did not vote for president last year. So I can't imagine that number is big in terms of...
For governor.
Governor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we also had some questions on our ballot, like local Bradley Beach questions.
Right.
I like those. That's the type of thing I'm talking about. Every Tuesday we show up and we just vote on stuff.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm like, you know what? We were thinking about putting a swing set in town. Look, come on out Tuesday and vote for it.
No,
or not.
Just not happening.
It's You're right.
Just
it would,
not
it would just die down.
Yeah, of course.
Even if I did it once a month. Like, here's what's on the voting schedule for December. And then I have a couple items you could come in and vote for.
But again, I would go with the notion of most people that are going to go are going to go in the beginning. It will die out. It just will. So this is not if this is right, this is CNN. Mm-hmm. I'd have to see, and this looks like this is the whole state.
What is it from?
From yesterday.
Okay.
Mikey Sherrill, I'll round up 1.8 million votes. Jack Cittarelli got 1.4 million votes.
Okay.
And then a few people that for some reason decided to waste everybody's time and put their name on the ballot got 11,000 and 7,000 votes. Who these people are, I don't know.
Dope.
So that's 1.8, 1.4, 3.2, 3.3 million people showed up to vote yesterday in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, remember that number.
3.2.
How many people live in New Jersey? I'll do 2024 since, again, the census is done.
All right.
9.5 million people, a third,
yeah,
voted. A little more than a third voted.
You're right, Jerry. If I start doing this voting every Tuesday for different fun things to vote for,
you got no chance.
I have no chance of people showing up.
You'd be there.
I'd probably even tire of it after a while.
You would.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
I could see me volunteering when I retire at the voting.
All right, what are you doing the other 363 days? I'm glad you got that worked out.
I got that figured out.
November, whatever, that Tuesday in November, that's on your calendar.
Yeah.
What else are you doing?
A volunteer would be like, what district are you in? That's because that's all they do when they come in.
Yeah.
What district?
But you look official. Mm-hmm. You direct people.
Yeah.
And you get to spend the day, and they probably give you free coffee and donuts, of which you won't drink or eat.
I would have coffee.
But not the donuts.
I wouldn't have the donuts. Maybe I would treat myself, be like, listen, I'm retired now. It's voting day. How often do we vote? Once a year, once every couple of years. I'm going to have a donut today.
So 365 days. Uh-huh. Let's say you're going to go on vacation for 5 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right. You're retired. What else are you doing? Right. That takes up 35 days. You've got election day. That's 36 days. We'll take out the 15 holidays. 51 days down. What is a retired Al Dukes doing for the other 314 days?
I probably would join a gym.
Okay. And the other 23 hours?
Library. I might join I might go to the local library.
You don't read now. You're going to start reading?
Maybe.
First of all, even if you went to the library, I'd give you a once a month, maybe.
In my head, even, I was like, you know what? I'll get up. I'll go to a local coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's going to happen. I'm going to go there. Like $5 for coffee. I can make this at
home
for
every day.
50 cents.
You'll be retired.
Yeah, I don't have the money for that.
You're going to start spending $5, $50, $150 a month on coffee?
Yeah.
Just to do something?
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
I was thinking of that, like a good deal. Like say you're on a fixed income.
Yeah.
Or you're on a budget. Even if you're working full time. And
sure.
People have a budget.
Absolutely. Most.
And I'm trying to think, like, restaurants are expensive, but you can't, like, do nothing.
Correct.
So, like, what really are the good deals for restaurants? I still think that going out for a pizza is your best deal because you are going out somewhere, you're sitting down.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about a strip mall pizza shop where you're sitting in the orange booth? Or do you mean like a pizza restaurant with a waitress?
I think even a pizza restaurant, if you don't start ordering appetizers and
so you go in, your water with lemon or your Coke,
or it's a BYO place, you bring your own.
Okay. Or it's a BYO and you order a large pie.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're bringing your own drink in and they're just bringing you two waters, mm-hmm, and all you're doing is buying a large pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, you're hanging out for 45 minutes and it costs you $20.
Yeah. I think that's what I mean. Like, I think that's a good deal.
It is a good deal. I don't know that that's your big go out and get out night, though, because if it is, that's pathetic.
Mm.
Because even that is going to be kind of sad at some point.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Like, even now, I have disposable income now.
Right. Well, are we special?
But when I go out,
mm-hmm,
and it's expensive, just for an average
meal. It drives you crazy.
It drives me crazy.
I know.
I can't imagine when I'm on a real budget. that's going to really burn my butt.
Yeah, if you don't get the value for the money you're spending. Yeah, I don't. The problem is you're not going to know what's good and what's not until you experiment, and you're going to fail at some of them. Like, some of the places are not going to meet your standards.
They are not.
And there are even good restaurants that sometimes, 1 out of 10 times, you have a bad experience.
Yeah. Or you get into that thing where it's like, okay, I know when I get the pulled pork, it's a good deal. It's a good value deal for me.
That's what we're thinking of, pulled pork.
But then you go there, you go, I don't get pulled pork every time.
Yeah.
Then you try something else.
And it's not good.
Correct.
Well, and I've told you that's always been my issue with getting salmon at a restaurant where I know it's probably good, but like, what if I don't like it?
Yeah.
Am I going to spend another $40 on another meal because I don't like it? It's not. And you are right. When you go somewhere specifically for something that's, for you, so good, it feels weird to get something else.
Yeah. And you go, I shouldn't have done it.
I know. Regret. But then again, you'll never know if there's other things that you like.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I like when I'm forced. Like, let's say I go in and I normally get the pulled pork that we were just talking about, Jerry. Mm. And I go in there, I'd be like, I'll have the usual, the pulled pork. I had a pulled pork today. Now I'm already at the restaurant. I got to make a choice. And I may get something that's great. And I'm like, boy, I would have never have gotten the brisket, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Had I not been out of pulled pork.
Just after you had the ham sandwich for lunch with the Doritos?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, you always talk about how good a deal eggs are.
Yes.
You know, Stop and Shop had, and I know these aren't, you know, organic eggs and, you know, locally, but it said they were vegetarian fed hens and, you know, whatever. Stop and Shop, what's that?
Solid hens there, Jerry.
I mean, I don't know. Stop and Shop had a deal, 18 eggs. Do you go there? You don't even go there anymore, right?
I go Stop and Shop, yeah.
You ever see the egg carton that's in the white carton and it says it's got all the extra the vitamins and I forget what the brand is. 18 eggs on sale, $5 off for $4.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
I'm like, I wanted to buy like 8 of them.
Yeah.
I didn't. I bought 2 of them. But I'm like, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that all of the food people I follow, they're all like, you know, the best eggs to get are, listen to this rundown.
Oh, boy.
Pasture-raised, organic, soy-free.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't see that anywhere. I try to find pasture.
Yeah, the cuckoo farm is where you find it.
I try to get pasture raised and I don't get organic. I'll go pasture raised. But there are also a number of these health people who say any egg you get is a good.
Okay.
Is good food.
Good. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. Doesn't soy make your wiener limp?
Yes.
Isn't that a theory?
Well, yeah.
I don't eat soy. I don't know.
I will tell you that the one time, and he said this on the air, so I'm not speaking out of turn, but there was one of the years when Chris Sims used to fill in for Boomer a lot.
Yeah.
And he used to come in, and around 5:30, he'd start eating Kashi cereal.
I do remember that, yes.
And then the one day he came in, he wasn't eating cereal. So I said to him, like, oh, no more cereal. He goes, no. He goes, I was having problems getting it up, and I went to the doctor. And looked at my diet. He goes, I was eating so much soy that it was affecting his wiener.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he got it fixed.
He's the one who almost died, right?
Yes. With the
and then his penis almost died.
That's what I mean. This guy's had a lot of life and death situations.
Oh, my God. That's rough. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. Yeah. So all eggs are good. I also think all ground beef is good.
You would think.
It doesn't have to be grass-fed, grass-finished. Ground beef. If you eat ground beef and eggs,
you're going to do quite well.
And potatoes. I'm going to give you.
Oh, I can eat potatoes?
Yes.
You're not one of these nutsos that tells me I can't eat fruits and vegetables?
Nope.
All right, love it.
Potatoes, eggs, ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
You are golden.
I could do that because I love all three of those.
And those are very reasonably priced items at the supermarket.
I find the... By the way, we're really thrilling the audience today with this.
This is good stuff, Jerry.
I find the sweet potato that you put, that's in the wrapper that you put in the microwave, it's like when you get a deal, you can get, they're $1.33 each. You get 3 for $4. I mean, come on. I take that with the plain Greek yogurt. That's a great meal. Really good.
Now, I'd be worried about the microplastics that are...
I'm not there yet.
Wrapping up.
Again, I gotta walk before I can sprint.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not worried about microplastics. Right now, I'm worried about being fat.
Yeah.
I'll worry about microplastics when I get to another level.
But yeah, potatoes are a great... There are some bargains you can find in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Eggs, ground beef, potatoes.
Beans, rice.
Beans. Absolutely. A banana.
I don't understand why bananas are so cheap.
Yeah.
Here's 9 bananas. It's $2. What? Meantime, I go get a thing of grapes. You go up to the counter. That'll be $14.
Yes.
But what? Well, they're $6 a pound.
Huh? Yeah.
Strange.
I always thought back in the day when we were still getting newspapers and the newspapers were a quarter.
Mm.
I mean, it's not that long ago. I mean, I was working in New York when that was the thing. You could get a banana and a newspaper. And it was under $1.
For less than a dollar.
Yeah.
You can read for 4 hours. And you're good for a meal.
And eat this banana.
That is very true.
That was a great deal.
Have you ever done the... Because I've been doing a lot of... I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
What they call the OMAD, the eating once a day?
No.
I actually read something yesterday, the science behind it, and that it, this is fascinating. The study, if I read it right, went from 1963 until not this year, but... And they've been looking at the results for the last couple of years, and they have found that this fasting is really the best thing for your health and longevity.
So if you just eat one meal a day?
And anything you want. Well, you have an hour, basically. Eat whatever you want. You can eat, I don't buy this, but they're like, you want to go to Burger King. It's fine. One meal, that's it, though. The rest of the day is black coffee, green tea, and water. But that's it. And set it up to where it works best for you. If you're the type that wants to eat, have this monster meal, and you're done for the day, fine. You want to fast all day until dinner? No problem. If you think waking up, not eating, having some coffee, and then let's say at 1 o'clock have a big meal that pushes you through the... Whenever you want, just one meal a day. I read a lot about it. It seems very... I just don't know that I can do it, you know?
Yeah. In one of these interviews that within the past... 2 years, I saw Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's in really great shape.
Yeah.
He's 72, 73, whatever he is. And someone asked him about that. And he said, I only eat one meal a day.
Him, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What I don't understand, and I guess these are the habits that you have to break and the routines you're in. And we've talked about this. I can do one meal on Saturday and Sunday. It's not even a thought. I wake up. I don't think to eat. I get working on the computer with the bills and all the house stuff. I have a cup of coffee. Then when everybody's up, I go out, I probably play golf, and I'm ready for dinner. I come here, Al, I get here at 4 o'clock, at 4:10. My stomach's like, feed me, you fat F. It's brutal. And then I'll eat something, I'll do the show with you from 5 to 6. I go in, I see Allie, I get my makeup done, and as I'm walking to my desk, it's like, you know, hey, fatso, I'm not done yet, feed me. It's like, I'm starving constant the whole morning.
Yeah, I'm always starving here.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell?
I'm not sure.
That's my biggest issue, is here.
Yeah, here it's very difficult to not want to eat stuff.
God, I could go from here right to the park and walk for a couple of hours. I can amuse myself during the day where I don't need to eat. Fine. This place kills me. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. I don't know if it's just so regimented. You're right, though, too. Like, on a Saturday, I get up, and I'm up early with the dog, you know, 3:30.
Why does your body at 4 o'clock, like when you're here, wake you up and tell you at home?
I don't know, because it could be around noon and I haven't eaten.
Yeah, yet. And you even think about it.
I've had coffee for sure.
Yep.
But I haven't eaten yet.
And you can't tell me it's a Monday through Friday thing, because when my wife was out of work and I took some time off in the summer, work days, I was home. Same thing. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, it's the environment here is triggering us to eat food.
I need Ozempic.
I'll inject you, Jerry.
I know, I'm good. It's weird.
Let's do the warm-up program.
All
now,
right.
Is tomorrow Thursday?
It is.
Okay.
Thursday night football game. I believe tomorrow night the Bears are playing the Packers in Jacksonville.
That's going to be wild stuff, Jerry. Absolutely wild stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so notably voting for things every week. You think that'll fall off? Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, warm-up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.